This is a poem by Ian called Epitaph, and it comes from Evening at Morunna Point. A searching wind, the constant sea, this hungry world has swallowed me. The light is gone, the day is done, all passion spent and stories run. The pages fall without a mark, and I am whispering in the dark. Well, Ian, that's another beautiful lyric poem of yours, and I guess that people who might be listening to this program might be surprised, listening to some of your work, that your life has been greatly affected by depression. And would you want to talk about that or read us the segment that you brought?
I have I'll just read a segment, yeah, from a piece I'm writing on the experience of depression, because I think one of the depressing things about depression is that it's so easily misunderstood. But this is just a segment from an essay on the subject. I think, therefore, I am, the 17th century philosopher René Descartes famously declared, to which modern psychology might add, and the way I think determines who I am. Thinking is a function of personality as much as anything else, and I've always been inclined to see the glass half empty rather than half full. The central tragedy most people fail to understand about depression is the way it can sharpen perception but blunt motive. You see much more but can do less. Perception, particularly self-perception, becomes high definition, as if everything has been placed on a laboratory slide under a microscope, but you've been robbed of the power or motivation to do anything about it. My life has been a constant struggle to turn down the lights on the grotesque reality of a world perpetually crippled by poverty, bigotry, and violence. For me, depression is more about ethics and chemistry. In fact, I would argue that depression is a reasonable response to the often absurd and unfair way we constitute society. Confronted by the routine cruelty of a fragmenting and increasingly dangerous world, I'm amazed that even more people aren't clinically depressed. Come to think of it, I'm amazed that more people aren't stark raving bonkers. When the TV newsreader warns me, all too often lately it seems, that the next story contains images I might find distressing, I can press a button and look elsewhere. Life is not so amenable. I've always regarded its origins as existential rather than biological, a kind of accelerated consciousness where the shrill volume of absurd and horrifying truth just below the surface of everyday reality becomes a postmodern sonata played on a badly tuned fiddle by a street corner derelict with crazy eyes. It's a perception that further complicates the dynamics of cause and effect and possible cure.
How do you keep writing through the depression?
With great difficulty. It's very difficult to sort of describe it, but I think I've described it in one poem or piece. I'll forget, you know, like swimming up river against a flood of treacle, you know, black treacle. You move, you just put one foot in front of the other, and on the page you put one word in front of the after the other, and you keep going. And the interesting thing is that as you do that, you build up a bit of momentum. And a distraction, because living with and coping with depression is all about distracting yourself, so the work becomes a distraction, but it also becomes a sort of a release, because I found that when I've been particularly down to the point where I can't do anything, and you know, this might last for a day or a week, afterwards it's almost like there's a sort of a flood of, you know, so I work at a frantic pace then. And there's all this, you know, stuff coming out. So I think, in a sort of ironic way, and probably a bizarre way, that I have to be grateful in a sense to my depression for what success I may have achieved as a writer.
I guess it takes a lot of experience in life to come to that wonderful conclusion.
Yeah, I think depression is about, you know, recognizing it. That, you know, that it is yours, and, you know, I mean, and owning it. Yeah, you got to own it. Yeah, and sort of say, okay, this is, I mean, depression is basically a dysfunctional response, but the cornerstone of recovery is sort of living with it on your terms rather than its terms. Yeah.